Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. And in this particular lesson, we're looking at phrases to express doubt and uncertainty. So English phrases, advanced English phrases to express doubt and or uncertainty. As always, I'm going to go through them with you. There are 10 in the list, and I'll go back and I'll give you particular examples of how we might use them. So how do we use them in particular? So the first one, I don't know about that. Well, when we are not sure about something, we are uncertain. So we would just simply say, well, I don't know about that. So if somebody asks you a question, the timetable for the buses, when does the train leave, or when does it get here, or when does the bus leave, or when does the bus get here? Well, look, I always take the car, I walk, so I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that. I really need to check. I'll check it on the internet. Will you be here in 2 days' time at the same time if I call? I don't know about that because I'm not always here. I just happen to be working from home for a couple of days, but in 2 days' time, I might have to go to the office. So you need to write to me in advance or text me or send me a WhatsApp message. I don't know about that. I don't know whether I will be available. And then if we want to express a little bit more uncertainty, then we can use the word really. I'm really not sure about that. So you're stressing. We're using that word really to stress. I'm really not sure about that. Do you think we should sell that cutlery we have? It was a gift, I know, many, many years ago, but we never use it. I'm really not sure about that. I want to keep them. I'm really not sure about that. So we're giving that extra bit of emphasis. You're not sure about it. I'm really not sure about it. So you're putting a little bit more stress. Would you like to go on a holiday? Let's go for a sun holiday. I'm really not sure about that. See all the news about the big, long, long queues at the airport. I mean, I don't want to be going to the airport 3 hours before the flight. And I certainly don't want to be standing in a queue and having to wait for hours to go through the customs. Why don't we just take a staycation? We'll stay local. So I'm really not sure about something means you're almost 100%. I'm really not sure. Now, I'm not 100% sure. So here, when we're virtually getting to the stage where I say, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I saw Michael in town today. I'd spot him anywhere, that walk, you know, the way he swaggers. Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure, of course, but I think I saw him. Let's send him a text and ask him, did he get here early? So I'm not 100% sure, but you're almost. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we're going to get an extra couple of days holiday this year. Don't ask me why. I just heard a couple of rumors. Some of the girls were talking about it over coffee. So I'm not 100% sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if we get an announcement over the next few days. Now, when something is not certain and people don't agree with each other and somebody has a very different point of view, we can use the expression, well, that's debatable. Okay. And when somebody says, well, that's debatable, that means exactly what it is. I might have one opinion, but you might have a different one. So it's debatable which of us is right and which of us is wrong. So that's debatable. Yeah, we have to think about it. Somebody might say, well, look, holiday at home is a great thing. It's good for the local economy. It boosts the hotels after those long periods of lockdowns during COVID. There are lots and lots of reasons why we should all consider staycations. And you might have a very different opinion. Well, that's debatable. Usually when I go on holidays, it rains and I come home feeling more miserable than I did before I left. So it's very debatable. It's debatable whether staycations are good. Yes, of course, they are good for the economy. But what about me? What about my personal feelings? I want to sit on the beach, feel the sun on my back, but I'm not sure I'm going to get that with a staycation. Okay, so that's debatable. I find that highly unlikely. So here again, we're expressing almost certainty that something is not going to happen. Okay, I find it highly unlikely that he would be visiting the city without telling us. I find it highly unlikely that he would come back without us knowing. He's unlikely to book into a hotel. He'd call us, even if he's going to meet his friends first. So I find it highly unlikely that he came and he didn't tell us that he was coming. I find it highly unlikely that the boss is going to give us 2 extra days holidays. Why would he? Huh? So when is he going to give us those days? If he's going to give them at all, it'll probably be at Christmas time when nothing happens anyway. So I find it highly unlikely that he's going to give us 2 extra days holiday during the summer. I find it highly unlikely. So I can't really see that happening. I have a few doubts. Well, when we have a few doubts, that we don't have lots and lots of doubts, we have a few doubts about something, so we're not certain. I have a few doubts about, what to cook for the weekend. We seem to have the same food all of the time. So why don't we try something completely different? I have a few doubts whether we can offer them the same food that we offered the last time they visited us. So let's try and think again, come up with something a little bit more original or a little bit more unusual. I have a few doubts about that hotel we booked. I was checking it on the internet and the reports, okay, you can't always believe them, but they're not great. They're telling us that the service wasn't good, that there was a smell in the swimming pool. And okay, we're going to go away for a few days. I'd really want to go to a place where there won't be any questions over the service or won't be any questions about the swimming pool. We want to really enjoy ourselves. So I have a few doubts. Can we think about it and perhaps look around and see, is there something else a little better with a few better reviews? I have a few doubts. Are you certain that would work? So question mark here. You're not sure because you just have some doubts. Are you certain that would work? So you're talking to your boss. There've been a few problems recently with the launch of the product. You don't want to postpone the new launch any further because the competition are likely to be doing something. So you really have to come to the market as quickly as possible. So the boss comes up with a solution as to what they're going to do. They're going to involve some social media aspects, and we haven't tried it before, but why not, it's something different. So you ask the question, are you certain that would work? And the boss might say, well, of course I'm not certain, but the reports from the marketing companies we've used is that everybody's using social media these days, so we're going to have to start sometime, so we might as well start with this particular launch. It won't be the main focus, but we can involve some aspect of social media. Okay, so am I certain that would work? No, I'm not certain, but unless we have a better idea, I'm not quite sure what we'll do, and we don't want to postpone the launch completely. So, are you certain that would work? The question. Well, I'm not certain, but it should. I'm of two minds about this. Well, when we are of two minds about something, we're not quite sure. We can't make our minds up. Either do this or do that. And when we're of two minds, it means we're stuck in the middle. If we do it this way, that will happen. If we do it the other way, something else might happen. So I'm of two minds. I'm of two minds whether we should let David go back to that school next year. His results really haven't improved much in the last couple of years, and he's getting to the stage now when he really, really has to start getting good results if he wants to get marks to get him into university. So I'm of two minds whether we should not look for another school. What do you think? So the great debate as to which school to send the children to. Things are up in the air. Well, when things are up in the air, it means they're not on the ground and means they're uncertain. Okay, so things are up in the air at the moment at work because there's a big review going on. The head office guys have arrived. They're doing what they call a roots analysis of the business. They're trying to find out how to improve things. Things are a little bit up in the air at the moment. So I don't really want to ask for that promotion because, well, I want to make sure that I've got a job, first of all. So we have to see what happens. So if everything is up in the air at the moment, it means that things are a little bit uncertain. So it's up in the air with things at work. It's up in the air what we're going to do about the university place because, first of all, she has to get the right marks. And if she gets the correct marks or the relevant marks, well, then we can start looking at places. So it's a bit up in the air at the moment as to which university she's going to go to. So you have to sit down with the daughter, look at the exams she's taking, what are her expectations in terms of the marks, then look at the universities to see what their entrance levels are like. And so she will know then what marks she has to aim for so that she can get entry into that particular university. So, yeah, which university she's going to, well, it's a bit up in the air at the moment. We'll have to wait and see. And then finally, I want to sleep in it. Well, yes, this is a classic situation when you don't want to make an immediate or instant decision. You want time to think about something. You don't want to be put under pressure because people say, come on, you know, you must have an opinion. What do you think? What's your view? Yeah. And they keep pushing and pushing. And you say, okay, look, just leave it with me. What I'd like to do is sleep on it for a few days and give you my considered opinion later. I want to look at the pros and cons. I want to look at the advantages, disadvantages. I want to see it from both sides. And then I'll make a decision. So don't put me under pressure. I'll make my decision, but I want to sleep on it. Okay, so when you want to sleep on something, you want to give yourself, buy yourself time, give yourself a little bit of time to think it over. And as you know, often when you sleep on something, you wake up in the morning with the solution. Okay, so that's what you want to do. You want to sleep on it. Okay, so these are 10 particular phrases to express doubt and uncertainty. So they're advanced phrases, okay, but you can practice a few of them. You won't need or you won't remember all of them, but try a few of them when you're in the situation when there is some doubt in your mind about a decision you want to make or a decision you have to make or an opinion you have to give on a particular problem that you or a member of the family have. So let me go through them one more time. I don't know about that. I just don't. I don't know about that. I'm really not sure about that. A little bit more stress. I'm really not sure about it. So I really need a bit more time to think. I'm really not sure about that. I'm not 100% sure, but I could almost say I am. I'm not 100% sure, but that's debatable. So when you're in two minds, that's debatable. I find that highly unlikely. So that's, again, almost 100%. I find that highly unlikely that he would do that or say that. I find it highly unlikely that the government is going to call for an election. Why would they do it in the middle of the summer? I have a few doubts, so not a lot. I have a few doubts, but I'd like to discuss them. I have a few doubts. Are you certain that would work? I'm not sure. It's not something I had considered. Are you certain that would work? So you're looking for confirmation. I'm of two minds about it, so I'm really stuck in the middle here. I can see the positives, but I can also see the negatives. I'm of two minds. Oh, things are up in the air. Just, there's no certainty. Nobody knows. Things are up in the air. And then finally, yeah, well, look, I want to sleep on it. I want to think about it. I want to get the best solution. So I really like a couple of days. So let me sleep on it and let me give you my answer tomorrow or the day after. Okay, so 10 phrases to express your doubts or your uncertainty. Practice them, try them out. If you have any problems, come back to me. You'll get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. And as always, I'm delighted you watched and you listened. And join me again soon.